saying?
Yesterday, that the line
where the Rav changes the pasuk is Torah Hilim Yaakov,
Mimena Yivashaya,
Klomar, Mitoch Hatzora Atzma, Yivashaya Tshuva Salam. So the Mimena of Yivashaya, from it he will be saved, doesn't just mean from in the sense of he'll be extricated from, but from in the sense that this will be the source of the Yeshua. Then this is where Rabbeinu Yonah has exactly this idea, albeit connected with a different pasuk in Shari Tshuva. Take a look at Shar Beis Osei. So Rabbeinu Yonah writes, V'yesh al habotech v'ashem lahochil v'ma'uf tzukasol ki yiyah hachoshech siba sa'ora. Right, so a person with betochen should be hoping, even anticipating, that the choshech, the darkness, will be the cause of light. Kamo shekosuv, al tismachi o yafti li, my enemy shouldn't rejoice at my suffering, at my downfall. This is Knesset Yisrael speaking. Ki nafalti kamti, ki eshev v'choshech Hashem orli. Ba'omer Abbasenu Zuchonu Nevocha, ilmole nafalti lo kamti. Had I not fallen, I would not have arisen to the level that I attained. Ilmole yashavti b'choshech, if I had not dwelled in darkness, lahoyo orli, I wouldn't have had light, or I wouldn't have had this degree of light. Exactly this idea of that the Rav presents. So let's take a look here in the footnote. Footnote 3. Hakesha bein tzara l'tshuva itbatei b'mitzvas z'oka v'hasra'a v'chatzotzos k'shatzara ba'al ha'tzivon. Elahim adivei harambam perek v'perek alef nechos taniyos halacha alef yudalit mitzvas esim en ha'tora lizok u'lahariya b'chatzotzos al kol tzara shatava la'tzivon. Shenema al hatzar hatzora eschem v'hariyosem v'chatzotzos. Choma, kol dobo sheyotzer lochem. But whatever will be a source of suffering, of putting you in dire straits, kegon batzores, deve v'arve v'chayotze v'hen, zako aleihem v'hariv. Kol dobo zer midarki hatshuvahu. שבזמן שטוב הצור ויזקו עליה ויריעו, ידעו הכל שבגלל מעשיהם הרועם הורע להם. ומדברי סוף ומהסנס על כל צור שטוב על הציבו עד שיבוחמו מן השמיים. יבוחמו מן השמיים. יש לנו שתי מצוות מיוחדות. א', מצוות עשה של תשובה ווידוי על כל חטא שאדם נכשל בו. מצווה זו מבוארת בפרשת נוסו, איש או איש הקייסו, ונאמר, והזוודו זכנתוס המשורסו. הרמב״ם הקדיש למצווה זו בספר המדה, עשרה פרקים המכונים הלכות תשובה. Intended somewhat rhetorically, right? Not all 10 perkim of Hos Tshuva about Tshuva. And Perek Ches is about Olam Haba, Perek Tes from Asa Mashiach, Perek Yud about the mitzvah being Ovid Me'ava. That they're organically connected to Tshuva, but not in a narrow sense about the mitzvah of tshuva. Kobe Mesuyamas Shotuva Beis Tzara, Beshas Tzara, Kemabur Beparshas Hatzotos, Bechisabal Mulchama Beartzachem, Al Hatzara Tzara Eschem, Behare Osam Bechatzotos, Benizkaratem of Nasham Lokechem. Betzura Hamasit, practically, Mufganet, it's expressed, it's demonstrated, Chovat Tshuva Zo, Betzura Sachatzotos Dvar Torah, blowing the chatzot was menator, the time is midday sofrim. So the Rav will explain what's added, and if there's a fee of tshuva, even independent of Eis Tzara, so what's added, what's neschadish in the fee of tshuva Eis Tzara, so that he will explain later. Be'ikara, k'shura chorat ha-tshuva b'sebel ha-tziburi. Right, the parsha of chatzot was, for that matter, the Parshan Voschana that the Rav quoted before also, of Betzalachom Tzuchuk al Hadvar Me'ele B'Shavta Ad Hashem Lokecha, which links Tshuva to Tzora, to Yisurim, is really talking about when the Tzora or the Yisurim affect the Tzibur. K'moshe Diyaka HaMishnah B'Tainis Yutas Al Kol Tzora Shalot Tov Al HaTzibur. Right, Shalot Tov is a Lashon Sagi Noha. And yet the Rav is clearly applying it to a yochid as well. So what's the basis for that? Amnam gam chovas yochid hanimtza b'meitzar lo shuv el Hashem mista efes mi parasha zel. But this parasha also serves as the source, right? Literally, the chovas yochid branches out from this parasha as well. But uvda. Ki halacha hikira b'chalos shem tainis yochid, mochicha sheyeshna chovat tshuva gam al hayochid shenitrufa lo hasho'a. Tainis netulas tshuva lefidas harambam eina kayemes klal. So this is a very, very important insight. So half the mokah for the statement that the Rav has already provided, right? That there's no such thing as a tainis without tshuva. So the part of the mokah for this is that the Rambam that the Rav had cited here in Parak Aleph Halacha Dalet, that min haTorah, what the Torah demands in response of a tzara shalotav al hatzibur is za'oka and blowing the chatzotzos. Umidivei sofim halacha dalet lehisanos al kol tzara shalotav al hatzibur. So it's quite, and the Rambam had explained that the din d'oraisa is midarkei hatshuva. So it's quite clear that the divei sofim that's added as well is midarkei hatshuva. Then it's further reinforced. So the first four prakim hilchos taniyos are about when Bezdin is gozer tainis, when there's a chiyuv tainis because of a tzara that's rachmana litzlan unfolding in the present. Then in Perek Hey, the last parak of hilchos taniyos, so the Rambam speaks of yesham yamim shekol yisrael misanin bohem mipnei atzara she'iru bohem, the historical taniyos. Not because of something that's Rachman Otzlan unfolding now, but something that happened in the past, Shavuos HaBetam, Tisha B'Av v'chulu. But the Rambam says about these taniyos as well, k'dei la'orer halavavos v'levtoch darkei hatshuva. So that's those two Rambams together are the source for the Rav statement. There's no such thing for the Rambam. You see in the Rambam, there's no such thing as tainis absent tshuva. Now, l'chora, this understanding underlies something else the Rav used to say. I never heard him explicitly connected to, but it seems just very obvious that that is the case. Rav used to say the following. He used to say, so with the exception of Tisha B'Av, so we observe the Taniyos of the Shavuos V'Tammuz, of Esrei V'Teves, of Tzom Gedalia only in the day. So the Rav used to say, but really the emes is that the pshat is that the night is a part of the Tanis, but there's a heter achila. How did he know that? So he used to bring two rayas to that understanding. That it's not the pshat that the tonus of Shavuos V'Tammuz is only in the day, but rather the pshat is that the tonus is both day and night, but there's a heter achila at night. Two rayas. Raya number one, the Gemara in Tainis in the first parak, the Din Shulchan Aruch, with which we're all familiar, if a person falls asleep the night of a tonus without having made it tonight, without having stipulated. So even if he wakes up well before Amud HaShafer, he can fall asleep at 9 o'clock at night and then wake up at 11 o'clock at night, he's also Vachila. If he wasn't Masna, he's also Vachila. So however you flesh out the explanation of that din, where does the Issa Achila come from? That's what you get for skipping nights. You skip nights, you don't get to eat at night. Maybe, but I don't know. I'm not sure if that's a pshat over here. Where does Mehecha Taisi, where does the Issa Achila come from? So Al Kofach, you see now the night belongs to the Tonis. Again, the explanation still needs to be fleshed out. And somehow or other, the going to sleep results in a hafkor that heter achila. Okay, you have to connect those two dots. That's not our inyan presently. That was raya number one. Raya number two is Rashi and Bamem Adlik and quotes the Chulas HaGaonim that the Gaonim used to say Anenu at night. When they daven Maariv, Leil Shavuos V'Tammuz, Leil Asar B'Teves, they used to say Anenu. Anenu Hashem Anenu, V'yom Tzom Taniseinu. How can you say V'yom Tzom Taniseinu if the Taniyos of the Tzom Gedalia Shavuos V'Tammuz are only in the day? So Al Kofach, no. It's the Taniyos of Shavuos V'Tammuz at night as well. It's the Taniyos of Tzom Gedalia at night as well. That's why the Moshe Feinstein has a Tshuva Nigrus Moshe, where he was asked about, I forget what the Shas Atchak, I don't know if he describes what the Shas Atchak is there. Can you make a wedding, Leil Shavuos V'Tammuz? So Moshe said, yeah. The 3 weeks really make it in, begins in the day. And if there's need, you can make a chasana, again, even for Ashkenazim, who don't make chasanas. Who don't make chasanas beginning already with Shavuos V'Tammuz, so you can make a chasana leil Shavuos V'Tammuz. I think Rav Shaftah calls it, the Rav disagreed with that. He thought that that given our minute not to make chasanas during the 3 weeks, you wouldn't be allowed to make a chasana leil Shavuos V'Tammuz either. And that was l'shita so, because the night of Shavuos V'Tammuz, it's not that Shavuos V'Tammuz, the tonus, and therefore the whole 3 weeks begins in the day. It only begins at night. So ad kan dvar. I can't vote. The question is, what do those words mean? What does it mean that the night of Shavuos V'Tammuz is a part of the Tanis, but with a heter achila? That the night of the Asarah B'Teves is a part of the Tanis, but with a heter achila? What does it mean to be a fast day, but you can eat? I'm really having a Seder from 9 to 12. The only thing is, I'm going to be doing other things. I'm not going to be learning. So then there's nothing left. So what do you mean you have a, what do you mean that something is a tonus, but with a heter achila? It's really the tonus of Shavuos V'Tammuz. And so Elamai, it's clear that when the Rav said that, he had in mind that this he sowed as well. That really the definition of a tonus is a day which is devoted to, designated for tshuva. Now, it's min nehuge ha-tshuva lehisanos. It's min nehuge tshuva lehisanos. Oh, so if that's the pshat, if the pshat in the tonus of Shavuos V'Tammuz is again, as the Rambam says, It's la'ore halavos l'ftav da'ke ha'tshuva. That's what it is. It's a yom ha'miyuad ha'mukdosh l'tshuva. Again, and specifically with a nihug of tanis, so then you can understand that there's something left, right? Even when you subtract the heter achila at night, when you subtract that from the tanis, you left with something. You understand what it means to say that it's part of the yom ha'tanis of Shavuos v'Tammuz, the heter achila at night notwithstanding. It's part of the yom ha'tanis of Asar v'Teves, the heter achila at night notwithstanding. So that's what the Rav says. Therefore, given this equation between Tainus and Tshuva, the fact that there is a Chaloshein Tainus Yochid in response to Tzora means that with the Yochid, you also have this correlation between Tzora and Tshuva. That it's not only for the tzibur that the Torah expects the reaction to tzora to be tshuva, but for the yachid as well. The halacha tes kasav, k'shem sh'atzibur mis'anin al tzorasam, kach ha'yachid mis'anin al tzorasam. K'mochein mevuot bebeis etaynes chodbeis, Torah Rabbanan, ershi kifur anochim, ol nohor, ואחד ספינה המטורפת בים, ואחד יוחד שנרדף מפני נוחם. או מפני ליסטן, או מפני רוח רע וכו'. So here the Braisa mentions Tzibur and Yochid together. כלומר, בכל אלו המקרים מותר להסריע בפה בשבת. Even though ordinarily routine or mundane bakashas tzrochem is also in Shabbos, but when there's a present tzara, a present threat, so then it's mutter. Kach posa gam harambam v'hargal mechus tainas alachavot. Muvan ki ein hasra b'chatzotzos afilu b'chor al yachad hanirdaf, ein masrin alal tzaras tzibor. וישנן הלוחות שלמות במשנה תיינה שם וברמי פרק חי, הקובוס אס אופיו של צורס הציבה ואין יוחד הנרדף נחל בו. הברייסה נסכבנה רק להורות כי יוחד הנמצא במצא מוטל לזוג, גם בשבוס. מוכרח כי חובס זעוקו נאמר בשובה בין על היוחד בין על הציבור. ומהי יעילותה של זעוקה אם אינו בלכעס מנפש מסחרטס על אבונוסה? The Rambam bundles also consistently tshuva and tefillah together. Perik beis halacha vav and halachas tshuva. Af al pi she'atshuva v'hatzo'oka yochel la'olam, right? The combination of tshuva and tzo'oka. Ba'aseres hayom shebein Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim hi yochel b'yosu miyari miskabelas. Shenemer dirshu Hashem b'himatzo k'ru b'yosu k'ru. Amed v'am amun b'yochel. Al b'tzibur kol zman she'osin tshuva Vitzoakin b'leiv shalem heim na'anin. So the tzibur also, it's that also the combination of osin tshuva vitzoakin. Okay, the difference between the tzibur and the yachid is the tzibur is not dependent upon a sesim et shuva, but with regard to both, you have that combination of tzaka accompanying tshuva, tzaka, which is an outgrowth of tshuva, and that's what the Rav is speaking of here as well. Ahevdel, the question that we raised earlier, of if there is a mitzvah tshuva all year long, perennially, so what's added by the mitzvah tshuva be'es tzara? Ahevdel ben mitzvah tshuva b'chlal, v'chovas tshuva be'es hatzara nismatzah be'prat echad. Tshuva al achet krucha b'yediyas achet. Calls manchel noda ola adam chatasa lochala ola mitzvah tshuva. Iyav shal letchayev bekapara b'li yediyah sachet. Kemoshe mevlo adakosev ol hoda elo chatasa asher chata. Yediyah sachet mechayev es begomen chatas. Kemochein hu inyan hatshuva. En adam chayev loshev ala nistaros kem al haniglos. Bram ba'es tzora mischayev hasovel livdok et ma'asav ulechapes el chatoav kidei loshev aleihem. Atzmo shal hasevel miyatzeg chet v'hu mitzaveh la'adam mitzor es chato osacha v'shuv al barecha. Pishpush b'maisim hukav ofyani b'chovas ha'tshuva ha'mechuberet v'sevel. So that's the difference, that the tshuva based tzor is even if a person isn't directly, immediately aware, or the tzibur is not directly, immediately aware of chet, the tzara is mechayevus in tshuva, it's mechaperes, the pishpush, the mishmush b'maisim, to discover the chet. Absent tzara, a person has no chiyuv to go looking to see, maybe chotosi. And conceptually, the way that the Rav presents it is that the suffering itself provides a yediyah sachet, not a yediyah sachet with specificity that doesn't identify the chet, but the recognition that the tzora is not accidental, is not incidental, but is al pi hashgacha. So that's, at least for the tzibur, that's the equivalent of, albeit in a more general sense, of yediyah sachet. At least that's the pshat in the tzibur mechayev. Maybe the yochid mechayev, you have to explain differently. Ono yodim, just a little bit more. Ki bimei ha'taniyos ha'yubatei dinim yoshvim ubot kemaseim shal anshe ha'ir. Hasugi b'megila omeres mitzaf v'knufya ma'aininan b'milei demosa. Rambam kava masmeros lahalocha b'chol yom tainis shegozim alatziv ne'atzoros bezdin v'hazkenim yoshim d'veis haknesses u'bodken al masi anshei ir u'meisirin ha'mepshalos al averus u'meisirin v'dorshin v'chokin al balechomus v'averus chovas pishbush b'maisim misyacheses la'es tzora nir'eh ki b'chovas ha'tshuva ha'miyuchadet shol yom ha'kipurim kivuah b'Rambam in the printed edition, I'm looking at here, there's a misprint here. It should be Perik Beis. Mehilchos tshuva halacha zayin v'shari tshuva l'Rabbeinu Yona. Nikba'a halacha misuyamash shal tshuva al hanistaros v'chiyuv pishbush b'maisim kidei legalos as hagnos b'chaya odom. Be'inyan zeh shaveh chiyuv ha'tshuva shayom ha'kibom l'chov asa tshuva b'es ha'sevel. So the Rav is commenting as follows. The Rambam writes in Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, Hilchos Tshuva, that Yom HaKippurim hu zman tshuva l'kol liyachid l'rabim, v'hu keitz mechila v'slicha l'Yisrael, l'ficha chayovin hakol l'asos tshuva l'zvadas b'Yom HaKippurim. So the Rambam speaks of a chiyuv tshuva on Yom HaKippurim. So the Rav says that the chiddush of this Rambam is that Yom Kippur, like an Eis Tzara, there's a Chiyuv Tshuva even without Yediyah Sachet. And that's the source for this special Chiyuv Tshuva on Yom HaKippur. So here, I don't know. I don't know if what we're about to say that the Rav might concede is also true. I'm not sure how that would be. Or for some reason he doesn't think this is correct. But Lulei de Mistafina, I would have thought that the Pshat in the Rambam, it doesn't work in the Rabbeinu Yonah that the Rav is Mitzayin. The Rambam here doesn't quote a pasuk, right? When he says the Ficha Chayev Me'akol Lasas Tshuva L'Svat Hazmiyam Kippurim, he doesn't have a pasuk for it. He doesn't have a pasuk. So where does the special Chiyuv come from? So Lachar as follows: in Parak Aleph Halacha Aleph, Kol Mitzvah Shabbatoru Ben Esei Ben Losasei Im Ovo Adam Al Achas Mehen. Bein bezodon, first in the Koteris. Mitzvah ase achas v'hu sheyoshev achote mechato l'fnei Hashem v'yizvada. Kol ha-mitzvah shabbatora in the halacha, bein ese bein los ase, im ovo odom al achas mehen, bein bezodon ben mishkogo, sheyase tshuv v'yoshev mechato chay l'zvada s'vnei Rekel Baruch Hu. What's the time frame for this mitzvah? Kriyashma, you have to learn Kriyashma in the Gimel Shavos Rishonos. What's the time frame for mitzvahs tshuva? What's the time frame? So it's clear from Rabbeinu Yonah in the beginning of Shari Tshuva that he thinks that as soon as the zidia sachet, the person is supposed to drop everything he's doing and do tshuva. Right? Rabbeinu Yonah talks about ro'as hamisacher in the beginning of Shari Tshuva, ro'as hamisacher. It's quite clear from Rabbeinu Yonah that as soon as a person becomes aware of chait, it's time to do tshuva. It's not doesn't go on one's to-do list, la'eis ha'pnai. But the Rambam never says that. So lulei de mistafina, that's the pshat in Perek Beis Halacha Zayin. The Rambam doesn't have a posuk, a mokor, for the chiyuv tshuva in Yom Kippur, because it's not a new chiyuv tshuva in Yom Kippur. It's rather the deadline for the mitzvah's tshuva of all year long. It's not a new chiyuv. Rabbeinu Yonah mefurish, it's a new and added chiyuv. But Rabbeinu Yonah talking quotes a posuk, because Rabbeinu Yonah says, Lifnei Hashem titoru is not a haftacha, or Lifnei mikol chatosechem, Lifnei Hashem titoru is a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv to do tshuva on Yom HaGipur, mikol chatosechem. But the Rambam doesn't say it with a posuk. He doesn't say Lifnei Hashem Titoru is a chiyuv. So where does the special chiyuv come from? No, so maybe the pshat is, it isn't the special chiyuv. But for the Rambam, this is his deadline for mitzvah's tshuva. Heyos, that Yom HaKippurim is Ketz Mechilus Lichol Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is promising amnesty on Yom Kippur. Do tshuva now, and the chait is forgiven. So that imposes the deadline for the mitzvah's tshuva all year long. If you take a look in the Sefer HaChinuch, in Parashas Noso, on this mitzvah of Isha Isha, Ki Yasum Kochat Lazalim Hizvadu, so again, Kayodu, at the end of every mitzvah, the Chinuch says, what transpires that a person is guilty for having been over on this mitzvah. So he says, if Yom HaKippurim comes and goes, and a person didn't do tshuva, then Bitel Esei Zeh. So Ben Yonah says, the Chinuch says, Mefurish. Says Mefurish, again, he doesn't say Mefurish that this is the Pshat in the Rambam, but in terms of the Shita, the Chinuch says it Mefurish, that Yom Kippur is the deadline for the Rambam, that he disagrees with that Rabbeinu Yonah. That Me'ikra Hadin, no, there isn't a Chiyuv necessarily to do Tshuva immediately. The Chiyuv is to do Tshuva, Yom HaKippurim is the deadline. If that's the case, so then, I don't know, that seems to be a different approach than the way that Rav learned Pshat in this Rambam. I don't know, is there basis for thinking the Rambam means both? I'm not sure. In Rabbeinu Yonah, it's Mufurish the way the Rav is saying, because Rabbeinu Yonah has a special posuk. So he clearly is saying that there's a special chiyuv of tshuva on Yom Kippur, not just that it's the deadline for mitzvah's tshuva all year long. Well, on his dam yoska elo amakos of nachbus of the chenem achkar of the shuva ad Hashem. Okay, so we'll stop here for now.